We got Mr. Game 7
exactly.
on the line. It's not a Game 7
a real
tonight.
In the media now.
Oh, yeah, big shot in the
media.
Yeah,
that's our understanding.
Everyone in the media is still a loser now that he's in it.
All right, here is three-time Cup champ, special advisor to the Hurricanes GM, and now NHL Network analyst joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Here's Justin Williams. So you're a media superstar now, Willie? What's up with that?
I don't know. Can you tell me why everybody says, welcome to the dark side now? Like, what does that mean? Everybody's been telling me that. I don't even know what it means.
It's because when you played, everyone on the dark side calls you an idiot and says you're garbage out there, and then you go and you say it yourself to other people about other people. That's why.
Is that why? Did you just make that up?
Hayes, you would know. You were both a player, and now you're in the media.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I got to the dark side quicker than you guys did. That's a good question, man. I don't know if there's an actual like reason behind it or definition to it, but I think it's basically all the players you're opening yourself up to the players disliking you if you say something that they don't want to hear. And maybe that's what it's about. I don't know. Are you planning on being harsh? Are you going to be taking guys out at the knees? What kind of takes are we expecting out of you?
Well, I don't know. Everyone needs to just stop taking themselves so seriously all the time anyway, so yeah. Maybe it'll be a good thing. I'm just going to be honest. Right? If the guy stinks, I'll tell him he kind of stinks.
Yeah.
He's good, then I'll tell him he's good. I mean, I don't know.
Let me ask you this, Willie.
People, I think you'd be fine.
Let me ask you this. Is there one former player that you would know that you would maybe copy their style?
That is in media right now?
Yeah. Can you think of anyone?
Other than you?
Well, what's your style going to be?
I don't know. I'm just seeing if I'm any good at it first. You know, I don't know a style. I'm just talking. I mean, that's all I know is hockey. So, I mean, if I can't talk hockey with hockey guys on a panel, I mean, I don't know. I really got issues, so.
I think you'll be fine. Yeah. The dark side stuff, I don't know. I mean, you'll enjoy it. You just get, like you said, you're just talking about the games, and this is a pretty good time to start. Like, wait till you have to cover preseason games. That's when you're really a part of the dark side, Willie. Cup final, that's a different beast.
Or the draft round, like 3 through 9 or something. You're like,
right.
Oh, boy, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
We were at the draft the 1 year, and it's just like
one round.
Bit pieces, and this guy projects to be a big, you know, big guy. Guy 6'4". Looks like a big guy, you know? Looks like he's going to be
I like that pick.
You
That's
weren't
the
at
move.
The draft
like
in Jersey. Me and Hayes were there, and Hayes is looking at me. He's like, this guy, you know, big frame, and I'm like, I have no idea who that guy is.
Yeah, the draft is tough. We
had the idea. I was talking with Brian Boucher yesterday, and he's going to be doing a little bit of the draft this year. And he was like, I don't know what I'm going to do for these later rounds. And I said, you should just take absolutely obscure names from the past and just compare them to people and just be like, well, that guy's he's a big Glenn Featherstone guy coming in, you know, real comparable to Glenn Featherstone.
Feather in front of the net just gassed. That sounds like something we'd support, maybe the Leafs taking in the 6th or 7th round. Yeah. But you're right, though, because then it would make you look like you really are prepared. If you're drawing, like, really crazy, outrageous references from the 80s and 90s, then you have to believe that guy really actually knows what he's talking about.
Exactly. It'd be like, wow, this guy blocks shots like Craig Ludwig. It's unbelievable.
Shin pads wider than goalie pads. That guy was unbelievable.
Do you remember who your NHL comparison was when you got drafted?
I don't know. I don't know who was running my draft in 2000. I don't know who that would have been. But no, I don't remember my comparison.
Because you know they were out there, right? Like every draft, mock draft, was said he projects to be the next Jeff O'Neill. Maybe it was the O-Dog.
No, I think Willie would have been like a young Dan Daou. Remember that? Didn't he play for the Leafs?
Oh, yeah.
Dan Daou. I feel like I played with him with the Islanders briefly or something. But good skater, played hard on pucks. You know, I think brings the intangibles. That's probably what we would have said at the draft about Willie.
Nice.
Sounds about right.
I'm honored.
Yeah.
Willie, we were talking earlier about the timing of the awards. I just felt like it took a little bit of luster off of how brilliant it was for a guy like Austin Matthews in, you know, winning the Ted Lindsay, winning the Hart, And, you know, they're kind of force-feeding it in between games three and four. Like, we talked about it even yesterday. If you can have it at the end of the regular season or at the end of the playoffs when everyone's done playing, it just kind of rings a little bit more. I think he's able to celebrate it a little bit more.
I agree, definitely. And I was wondering why we'd be announcing this, you know, kind of between games three and four. And kind of the answer I got was the season's been extended long enough. Everything's been pushed back a few weeks. We do the award show. It's going to be, you know, the end of June, maybe the start of July, and it would just, you know, be a little too much. So I think that's kind of why they went in this direction. But and I said yesterday on air, I mean, it's really a celebration of the year that Auston Matthews had, and he got his award yesterday, deservedly so. And yes, maybe it would have been better if it was in Vegas and a big show and a big to-do about it, but that doesn't take away the fact that he had one of the best years ever, and, you know, hats off, and I'm sure he had a good time last night somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he's worried about that. Anyway, yeah, in terms of the Ted Lindsay, how much time did you put into the voting process when you were playing? Like, how much pride did you have in your own individual vote for the Ted Lindsay?
How much pride did I have in it? I mean, I took it serious. Absolutely. I mean, I remember some guys would be like, you'd only get vote for a guy on your team, or actually, you're not even allowed to do that anymore, were you? I think maybe earlier on you were allowed to, but I don't even think you're allowed to vote for someone on your team anymore. You guys could correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah, I took some account into it, definitely, because it's a big deal. It's an award. It's not a joke. It's one that's got an extra added stamp on it, like players' approval. Boom, there it is. The players agree. So it's a great award, and I'm sure he's real proud of it.
Willie, switching over to the series, Colorado's trying to break through here. They spanked Tampa in game two, and then they kind of got it back last game. What do you think for the team that's trying to get over the hump and take it back with an opportunity to win? What's the most important message going into this game tonight?
I really don't think they have to change much. I thought Colorado had the better of the play, to be honest, in game three. They lost 6-2. They lost 6-2 because of Vasilevskiy, made some big timely saves. They got timely goals, and they got subpar goaltending from Colorado. So, you know, watching back the game since, I mean, the need to clean up a few things, yes, but I think the recipe there is for success. And if Tampa's going to have success, those are the things that I just talked about that need to go in their favor as well. Vasilevskiy's got to be not just good, he's got to be great. They need to get timely goals like they got. Their power play needs to get going a little bit, and they're going to have below the average goaltending for Colorado. And, you know, you never know, but I said it kind of yesterday too. It's like, you just don't want to bet against them, right? It's like Tom Brady. You're like, you don't bet against Tom Brady, and you don't bet against Tampa Bay the last few years because they'll burn you.
They've been burning teams for 3 years, to your point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the goaltending every year plays a massive role in what's going to happen and what's going to break either way. And it feels like a pretty significant difference in terms of the mood, I'm sure, in the room in Tampa compared to the mood in the room with Colorado. I'm assuming you've probably been on both sides of that, Willie. How different is that vibe when you've got a goalie that you can trust and maybe a goalie that you can't trust that much?
Yeah, I mean, it factors into it too, but it's not going to change the way you play. I mean, it's just you're going to go out and you're going to play the same way, but the extra confidence that you get from having a guy back there like that, I mean, when I played and Jonathan Quick was out of his mind in 2012, it's like he just felt like every opportunity you gave or every turnover you gave that they get a shot on, he was going to stop it anyway and you're going to get a whistle. It's just, I mean, they've had that for years and they're going to continue to have it as he keeps playing. But, you know, there's only, well, I mean, two, maybe three of the goalies that you look at and be like, wow, that's super special and that's different.
Yeah. Well, listen, we'll find out what happens tonight. You're covering it, obviously, for the NHL Network. Most media types on the dark side, they say, we don't care who wins, we just want it to end early.
No overtime.
No overtime. Are you already a believer in that? Do you advocate for that or what?
Well, this 8 o'clock game, this is ridiculous. You're out here on the East Coast, an 8 o'clock game, and then I have an hour post-game show after? You get out of there at like 4:30, 1 o'clock. You guys have it made. You do a radio show during the day. And then
Really?
That's it.
Yeah.
You really have it made, though. You never really work, do you?
Yeah. Right. Some people will be leaving this building at 1 o'clock in the morning. Not everyone, but some people will be.
Yeah, well, he's got the new jibs. I don't know if you heard about that, but
teeth are looking good today.
From my vantage point. Yeah, it was
so embarrassing. They fell out on the golf course, and the bag boy at the car at the course said to my buddy Danny, "I think Mr. O'Neill left his teeth in the cart."
He used
to. So he texted me and said, "I have your teeth," and I was thinking this guy had to grab my teeth. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
That's tough to overcome, man. That's you got to get those teeth, though. It's like a range finder. You leave that behind, you got to go get it. You miss some teeth, you got to go get that thing. You got to have it. Right? I think
so, too.
Anyway. All right, Willie. Enjoy it tonight, buddy. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you for this.
Yeah, sure. No problem. I do have to send a message to Odo. I was talking to an ex-teammate of his and Sean Hill.
Buddy, if it's stupid, do not say it on this radio show.
Please say it on this
show. And Sean Hill, he wanted to say that he loves you and he misses you. That's what he told me to tell you. So I'm just relaying a message for him. So that's
okay. I thought it was going to go somewhere else, but I appreciate it.
Tell Hilly we love him. I played with Hilly in Florida. He was unbelievable. Yeah. Very, very light. Quick-witted on the bench. Very relaxed, put it that way.
Yeah, he calms people down for sure, and he makes a lot of people smile. So
he's the best.
All right.
Anyway, pleasure, guys.
Great seeing you. Great talking to you, as always. There he is, Justin Williams, 3-time Cup champ, special advisor to the Hurricanes, GM, NHL Network analyst. Joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline, build your next dream Toyota at Maple Toyota. Check out Maple Toyota's pre-owned inventory arriving daily. It's Red Tag Days. Visit MapleToyota.com.